morning. My guest is Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Roland.
You're doing an Italian show.
In English.
Nuts.
What do you mean nuts? You see a comedy, you want to laugh at the comedy,
That's true.
You want to laugh at the super titles.
Okay. So this is Falstaff by Verdi.
That's right. Verdi's Falstaff.
Is this a sort of standard translation that you're doing?
We're using the translation that the English National Opera used. I think it goes back to the 1980s, but she has continually reworked it and reworked it. And English National Opera is the national company in England, Great Britain, who always does everything in English. It's a very good translation, very funny.
So this is an opera that is really, it's done all over the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was Verdi's final composition. He was in his 80s. He loved Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to go out on a Shakespearean note. And his friend Arrigo Boito said, why don't we do The Merry Wives of Windsor? But instead of just doing The Merry Wives of Windsor, why don't we really focus on the character of Falstaff, who's this, you know, lovable rogue.
Right, right.
And
The lovable rogue.
He's the archetypical lovable rogue,
right.
Nicknamed Plump Jack. And he loves his fat belly.
Yes, yes.
And uses it to sort of gain entry into the world.
So what is the Cinnabar's Falstaff like?
Well, we have taken our note from the great Merry Wives of the 20th century, perhaps the greatest Merry Wives of the 20th century, Lucille Ball. And Ethel Mertz. And we set it in the time of late 50s, early 60s.
What a great idea.
Yeah. And the cast has gone with it. They are just having a blast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
who does sing Falstaff?
A fellow by the name of Joe Vincent Parks is coming up from San Jose, and he's magnificent. He has all the comic timing. At the same time, he carries this marvelous pathos.
Uh-huh.
So it's really tricky because Falstaff is so buffo. He's just such a buffoon. But we love him. So we have to know why. And he brings that. He brings that.
Well, I'm looking at his photo here. And he has got one of the most amazing shirts I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, the shirt. That is the shirt he's wearing in the first scene. It's quite the Hawaiian bonanza of a shirt.
Right.
But look at his smile, and that'll tell you great deal, too.
Yeah. This is the opening of your opera season, isn't it?
No, this is the closing of our 14-15 season.
Okay.
So it's actually the opposite. We close our season in June uh-huh. 12th through the 28th. Is when we're running. Yeah.
So what opens the next season?
City of Angels. Oh, it's a magnificent musical by Cy Coleman and Larry Gelbart and David Zippel. It's a riff, a very fun riff on film noir. And, you know, the hard-boiled detective.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the writer thereof.
Uh-huh.
And the writer versus Hollywood kind of, you're nothing without me. It's kind of marvelous. Wish I was a young man, but
right.
I'm an old lady instead.
That's it, really.
Yeah.
Well, you can arrange that.
Yeah, going under the knife, is that the idea? No. But thank you.
Yeah. Nobody likes, I don't think anyone likes it that much.
No. In fact, I'll be happy to watch it with the rest of the audience. Absolutely.
Okay, well, the fun continues
Cinnabar
Theater, whether it's the last one of this year or the first one of next year. It goes on and on,
That's right. You
do great stuff.
And you know what the end product of Falstaff is? Life is a burst of laughter, so be happy hereafter.
Oh, excellent.
Laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. And that's the bottom line. I love that.
Excellent. So it opens on the 12th,
mm-hmm.
June 12th,
right. June
plays
12th.
Through the 28th.
Right.
And
telephone
number?
9 performance only.
763-8920.
That's right.
CinnabarTheater.org. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.